In Scarlet Town, where I was bound, there was a fair maid dwelling, whom I had choose to be my own. Her name was Barbara Allen. All in the merry month of May, when green leaves were a-springing, this young man on his deathbed lay for love of Barbara Allen. He sent his man unto her then, to town where she was dwelling. You must come to my master, dear, if you be Barbara Allen. For death is painted in his face, sorrows in him are dwelling. Thou must come to my master, dear, if you be Barbara Allen. If death be painted in his face, and sorrows in him dwelling, then little better shall he be for bonnie Barbara Allen. So slowly, slowly she came to him, so slowly she came to him, and all she said when she came there, "Young man, I think you're dying." He turned his face unto her then, "If you be Barbara Allen, my dear," said he, "come pity me. On my deathbed I'm lying. If on your deathbed you be lying, what's that to Barbara Allen? I cannot keep you from grim death, so farewell, Barbara Allen." He turned his face unto the wall, and death came creeping to him. "Adieu, adieu, and adieu to all, adieu to Barbara Allen." And as she was walking one day, she heard the bells a-ringing, and they did seem to ring to her, "Unworthy Barbara Allen." She turned herself round about, and spied the corpse a-coming. Lay down, the corpse," she said, "that I may look upon him." And all the while she looked on, so loudly she lay laughing. Well, all her friends cried out amain, "Unworthy Barbara Allen." When he was dead and lain in grave, then death came creeping to her. "Oh, mother, mother, make my bed, his death doth quite undo me." Hard-hearted creature that I was, to slight one that loved dearly, I wish I'd been more kind to him in time of his life when near me. So this maid at last she did die, who would be buried by him, repented herself before she died, that e'er she did deny him. As she was lying down to die, a sad feud then she fell in. She said, I pray, take warning by hard-hearted Barbara Allen.